Hello, Hurricanes fans, and welcome into another edition of Full Press Hurricanes Podcast. Per usual, I am your host, Mike Napolitano, and I'm here to break down the one game that we didn't get to over this past weekend, and that was the Boston Bruins versus the Hartford Whalers? Well, it was the Carolina Hurricanes donning their original Hartford Whalers uniforms, the nice bright green and white and a little bit of blue in there. Of course, they're wearing these at home against a very tough Boston team, so you can't expect to win in these, but the good news is they managed to secure a point in this one as they lost 4-3 in a shootout. The first goal was David Pastrnak's 50th goal on the season and also his 600th career point. This was a little bit of a tie-up in the offensive zone for the Hurricanes, and Boston is able to shoot the puck out of their zone, coming down the right side boards, and David Pastrnak's there to receive it and cut in towards the middle. A little bit of a power move towards the middle, but a stick from Brent Burns kind of interrupts David Pastrnak's shot, and it's enough that he ends up kind of getting a muffin of a shot off of his stick. But this little mishap is enough to fool Frederik Andersen. This is definitely one that he's going to want back. It's not, of course, where Pastrnak was thinking about shooting. It almost looks like, if you know of the Kucherov move, where he basically fakes the shot and just lets the puck slide in on its own. So this just slides right past Andersen. It's a changeup through the legs, and Pastrnak gets Boston on the board only about 5 minutes into this game. So quickly, 1-0 Boston. And when Boston goes up, there's little chance that you can take the lead against them. They're a very tough team. However, the Hurricanes did tie the game on Jack Drury's second goal of the season, of course, getting called up from the Wolves. So this was a great goal for him. This play originates at the point with Shane Gostisbehere sending a pass D-to-D over to Jalen Chatfield. Chatfield walks down the wall and fakes the shot from the right side, so Boston's left side, and instead sends a pass through a couple of sticks to the middle where Jack Drury is, and he's able to just redirect it backdoor in behind Swayman, and he gets checked on his way shooting from Clifton, but is still able to get the puck in and scores a goal. So phenomenal effort by the Hurricanes all around, or the Whalers all around, and this game is tied up. However, only about 2 minutes later, and the Bruins would strike again. This play was on a Bruins power play, and the puck goes to the point where Charlie McAvoy is kind of at the center of the blue line rather than at the points where defenders usually are. He sends a pass into the middle to Pavel Zacha. Zacha turns and looks like he's going to shoot, but sends it wide, almost to the side of the net, bottom of the circle, where David Pastrnak again is. And this one he shoots near side. It goes off of Frederik Andersen's pads and sneaks in the near side. Another goal that he's going to want back, especially against a shooter like David Pastrnak. I will say, though, I should mention that Andersen had a couple of phenomenal saves to keep his team in this game as well. He had a glove save on Charlie McAvoy in the first period that was a windmill point-blank stop. The puck kind of came from behind the net, a pass point-blank, and he was able to cut across and make the save with the glove. So still good goaltending, but unfortunately, on this one, he kind of lets in a soft one. There was just a little bit of a space between the pad and the post, and Pastrnak found it. Later on in the second, the Bruins would come in on a rush, pull up, and take a shot, and this one would sneak by Andersen as well. That was a goal from 23-year-old Jacob Lauko. He receives a pass from Noshik, and he is off and running. The only one he has to beat other than the goaltender is Shane Gostisbehere. He pulls up with a stop on Gostisbehere, loads the puck up, and just wires a wrister past the stick side of Andersen. Another one that Andersen probably wants back, but it was a screen from the defenseman and just a really well-placed shot from the youngster. That is his fourth goal of the season for the Bruins, and it puts them up 3-1 with about half of the, just under half the game to go. But the Hurricanes were not done. They would strike first in the third with a Brady Shea goal, his 16th of the season. This was coming off of a wrist shot, assisted by Natchez and Pesce. Natchez initially fires this puck wide, and it comes off the backboards and back in front to Brady Shea. And the goaltender Swayman was down already and sliding over to cover the shot, but he overcompensated, and Shea shoots it the other way and picks the corner. Absolute snipe, and just like that, the Hurricanes are back within a goal. Brett Pesce would get on the stat sheet again when the Bruins would fail to clear a puck along the boards. It would come to him at the point. He would send it down low to Jordan Martinook, who finds himself on the stat sheet again. And what happens is he's in the corner, so he has to throw this puck out in front of the net. Sebastian Aho is cutting across, and just perfect timing, is able to get that pass slotted to him behind the defenseman and sneak that in past Swayman on the back end on the stick side. And it is a tie game with 16-16 remaining in this game. Of course, no one else would score in regulation, and this game would eventually go to a shootout. There was an interesting occurrence where Jordan Martinook was being wrestled with in front of the net, and announcer Jack Edwards was upset that eventually the Bruins would get called for a penalty. It was because they were cross-checking Martinook and hitting him and interfering with him after the play had already left the front of the net. And he was upset that there was no penalty on Martinook. But when you look back at the play, I'm not sure what penalty you could really call on Martinook. Martinook did, at one point, kind of grab the defenseman's helmet. But the defenseman was doing the same thing to him. So if you're going to call it one way, call it the other way. Especially when the Bruins were roughing him up a little bit more than he was. So a little bit of a hometown call from the Bruins announcer. But regardless, we go to overtime. No one scores in overtime, and then immediately we head to a shootout. The first shooter up for the Bruins is Charlie Coyle, and he walks in very calm and collected and fires a wrist shot low. It goes 5-hole in on Anderson, and immediately the Bruins take the lead in the shootout. This was after Brent Burns already had missed his initial shot, so this comes to Teuvo Teravainen in the second round. He gets stuffed by Swayman, and the Bruins have the game on their stick. It's Jake DeBrusk. He walks in on goaltender Frederik Andersen and wires one that goes high glove side, and the Bruins are the only ones to score in the shootout and take home the extra point. The Hurricanes fought well, but they had to match up against a juggernaut. It was good that they got 1 point. As far as the season series goes for these two teams, Bruins take it 2-1. That was the last meeting. Their first was on November 25th. That was a Bruins win in OT. Then Carolina beat the Bruins 4-1, and then a 4-3 shootout win. So the Bruins have not beaten the Hurricanes in regulation. That could be crucial come playoff time. This is a very tough Bruins team and somebody that the Hurricanes will most likely have to go through in order to get to the Stanley Cup final. As far as the numbers went in this one, everything was pretty even. 38 to 37 shots on goal for Boston. 53% of the faceoffs went to the Hurricanes. Hurricanes did go back to 0 for 3 on the power play, but this is against a very tough Bruins penalty kill. Bruins go 1 for 2 on the power play, and as far as hits, blocks, all that sort of stuff, it was basically even between these two teams. Very physical, but also very skillful game. And these two teams have it out for each other, leading their respected divisions going into this playoff hunt. Speaking of the playoff hunt, it continues as the Hurricanes have to face the 42-26-6 Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time at home. So they're still on this home stint. And the Hurricanes have played Tampa Bay a couple of times this season, both resulting in a win. Hurricanes lead that series 2-0, a 4-3, very similar scoreline, a shootout win, also very similar, all deja vu, but this is with the Lightning, 4-3 back on November 3rd, and then a 6-0 game just recently on March 5th. That was the one I had covered, that the Hurricanes did not allow the Lightning to have a single shot on goal in the second period. So hopefully something similar happens again, although this Lightning team has been really good as of late. When you look at the numbers, Brandon Hagel is a guy you're going to watch out for. 3 goals in his last 5 games, and Nikita Kucherov is always on the stat sheet. He's got 5 points in his last 5 games. But Sebastian Aho has been picking up the slack, like I mentioned, for the Hurricanes with 6 goals in his last 5 games. Natchez also has 5 assists. So the Hurricanes offense picking it up in the absence of both Max Pacioretty and Andrei Svechnikov, and they're going to need it against this very tough Lightning team. We should look for Rod Brind'Amour to go back to Peter Kochetkov in this one to follow up his career-best 41-save win over Toronto on Saturday. However, Frederik Andersen may want to get back in net and secure a win after that tough loss against Boston. Very close game, though, back on Sunday. I will be back here tomorrow to let you know how this game went down and to bring you all of your up-to-date Hurricanes news. So stay locked in to the Full Press Hurricanes podcast. I'm your host, Mike Napolitano, and let's go Hurricanes.